Hey, Arizona guy, good to hear from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And happy Saturday, fellow foodies. You have arrived to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. I'm your host, Matt Russell, broadcasting live from one of the great patio destinations in all of the Grand Canyon State. We are here live doing an alfresco broadcast at Wildflower American Cuisine, Casa Sedovas Plaza, the southwest corner of Ina and Oracle. And our good friend Ricky Anderson has just rolled out the red carpet for us. He is hosting an amazing culinary and cocktail experience. Whenever Ricky Anderson is in charge, things just change. Excellence just manifests wherever they go. Anyway, join us for the broadcast. Come on out. We're deep in the middle of another Power Happy Hour here, going all the way up to 6 o'clock. Amazing specials that you're going to be hearing Chef Matt Pascal talk about when he joins us a little bit later on in the show. But anyway, join us for this great broadcast. We're going to be eating some wonderful food. We're going to be hoisting our glasses in celebration of spring, and we are going to be doing that with our celebrity co-host for the full hour. She hasn't been on the show in a long time. You know, it's a pain to deal with her publicists and her managers and everything, but we finally got her on. She's from Nova Financial and Insurance Services and supermodel extraordinaire, my good friend, Brittany Cagle. Britt, how you doing?
Hi, Matt.
So, long time no radio.
I know, long time no radio. I've seen you around, though.
Well, you know, every now and then we do get a chance to run into
one
another.
I'm glad that I get to run into you all the time and get a famous Matt Russell hug.
Well, you know, I think the same about the famous Cagle hug. And there's a hashtag in there somewhere, I'm sure.
Well, if there isn't, there is one now.
So, anyway, you're chairing this great event that's coming up. And before we get to all the delicious details on what I think is one of the great events here in Southern Arizona, particularly if you love a good bite and a good drink.
Which I think you do, right?
Which I like multiple times a day. You actually, and I was there to see it, you actually have been recently crowned as a Tucson Woman of Influence.
I was.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
So what's that all about?
So Tucson Women of Influence is a great thing, and congratulations to all the wonderful ladies who were honored that same evening. We've just got an amazing city. Tucson has one of the most philanthropic communities I've ever seen.
Right on.
And I love Tucson, and one of the things that I try to do to invest myself further into Tucson is invest in our kids.
Right.
And so I'm happy to be part of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson to be able to contribute back to my community that way. So
love it.
Really excited to be the chairperson of the event. If
the
you guys
event.
Haven't heard of it, it's the event. And there's a reason we call it the event, because it's the event you should be going to. Even Tucson Lifestyle told us that we were the best informal charity event in 2014.
Oh, my gosh.
So I know, right? That's awesome.
And to be able to hit that pinnacle after only just a few years, relatively speaking.
Yeah. We've only been, because so La Encantada is where we're going to be hosting it. It's going to be on Sunday, April 19th. So that's a week from tomorrow,
right,
from 6 to 9 p.m. And we've only been doing it at La Encantada for just a few years.
Right.
Way back in the day, we started it actually at Lowe's Ventana Canyon. And we've actually grown out of that space. Thank goodness Lowe's will be following us, and Flying V will be
yes,
one of the restaurants
yes,
there.
Yes.
But we're really happy to be putting on this event, and we're going to be expecting about 1,500 people to help support over 5,000 kids that are part of our six clubs across Tucson.
And, you know, you think of all the worthwhile nonprofits in this community, charities in this
Absolutely.
Community. You know, there are more hardworking men and women in the philanthropic community and in the charitable community in this community than I've seen across the country.
Totally agree.
Wonderful causes, but the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson, when I think about the work and the leadership that Linda Washtowitz mm-hmm. represents, and this great board that you folks have worked so hard to build, and to be able to convene around the camaraderie of the culinary arts and the cocktail world, all under the stars, I mean, it's an amazing event.
It is. It's a beautiful thing, and for those of you that haven't been there, go. That's the only thing I'm going to tell you is go, because you really don't want to miss out. I can tell you, I went to this event for the first time 6 years ago, and I had more fun that night, and then I was honored to be asked by a friend of mine who was the chair at the time, Miss Megan Jasper.
Yes,
who doesn't love Megan?
Yeah,
hoorah for sure for her. She was the chairperson the year that she actually recruited me to be part of the committee, and ever since then, I have just... I've been bleeding Boys and Girls Club, because I got so engaged with the mission. And when you meet the kids, you meet the parents, I mean, all of the work that we go through for the event and all of the other things that we do throughout the year just make it so worth it. And for anybody who's curious about our mission, I strongly suggest that you go into your local Boys and Girls Club. There's six of them across town. Go take a look and take a tour. Call me personally. You can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn, and let me know if you want to go for a tour. I'd be happy to take you personally.
That's great. You know, Mark Irvin, our good friend, hosts this show twice a year, talking all about the great programs of the Boys and Girls Club, and he actually had the same recommendation. There's no better way to get a surround sound experience with the programs of this great organization than to actually go visit one of the clubs. And I assure you, the moment you do that, you will leave an evangelist for what this organization is all about.
Wholeheartedly. I can tell you, the first time I went into a club with Megan, I had to leave because I almost started crying, because there was one of these kids who, they know who you are. They know that you're part of the board or you're part of a committee, and they are not scared to come up and tell you, thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Same thing with the parents. They'll tell you that what you are doing by supporting, whether it's an event or a committee or volunteering, you are changing their life, or you're changing their kids' life or lives if they've got more than one child that's affiliated with the clubs.
Exactly. We're talking to Brittany Cagle, our celebrity co-host for the full hour. She's from Nova Financial and Insurance Services and an amazingly talented and quite busy supermodel. And she's also chairing the event. It's happening on April the 19th from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. at La Encantada. Now, Brittany, give our listeners a sense of what they're going to experience when they come to the event. Now, you said 1,500 people all convening at La Encantada. Now, I can imagine the people that are going there to shop, and they might not have any idea what they're in for. And all of a sudden, they're greeted by 1,500 people.
Absolutely. Well, the beautiful part is that hopefully most of the stores in the mall will be closed by then. But they will get, a front row seat and watching us set up. But for those of you, when you walk in, you're going to have a few different entrances to go in through, so we make it easy for you to check in, but you are just going to be welcomed wholeheartedly by 48 of our fantastic restaurants who support us, including 48.
Like 47 wasn't enough.
Yeah, not that 47 wasn't enough or anything, but special cheers and special shout out, of course, to Fox Restaurants Concepts and Wildflower, who's hosting us here today.
Yay.
They will be there. Yes. So if you're a huge Fox Restaurants fan like I am, be sure to come, because they have a huge segment right there in the Rose Garden, which is right next to Crate and Barrel, and you are going to get your entire Fox restaurant fix, so to speak, by hitting that one area.
There's another hashtag right there.
I know. Fox restaurants fix. Say that five times fast.
Yeah, right. Especially after one of Ricky Anderson's cocktails.
There you go.
But anyway,
let's test that out.
48 restaurants. You've got entertainment, and it's sort of casual, right? I mean, you sort of meander through the courtyards there, do a little nibble from all these great restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I would imagine this is there's going to be a beverage or two available.
Just a few. We have 35 of our best libations friends who are going to be bringing us wine. And thank you to Golden Eagle. They're a huge partner.
Great.
They're an annual partner of the Boys and Girls Club. They are going to be bringing us beer gardens.
Yes.
So, and we gardens. Plural. So for my beer fans, gardens, including craft beer. That's new to the event this year. Golden Eagle is helping us bring in some really cool craft beers. So between wine and beer and other libations that we'll have for you, those are going to be sprinkled out throughout your restaurants. So as you're grabbing, say, for example, lasagna from Sauce or from Tavolino, you'll be able to stand right next to your plate and go, oh, there's a wine vendor right there. I'm going to grab a glass of red wine, and you can pair it up right there.
Great.
So we've got it all laid out for you. It's on the first and second floor.
Great. Weather is going to be spectacular. Chamber of Commerce weather, as it always is for this event. And people need to know exactly how to get tickets. First of all, how much are the tickets?
They are $150, and I would say $125 of that is tax deductible.
Now, that includes the wine, the beer, the cocktails.
Everything.
The food, the stars.
Yep.
The Brittany Cagle photo op.
Absolutely.
All for $150.
And 80s and gentlemen performing for you throughout the whole night. You can take your wine glass home with you. Thank you to Rusing Lopez and Lazardi for sponsoring those.
Very nice. Make sure the glass is empty before you get into your car.
I hope, please. And just have a great time. $150 is such a steal for being able to go out trying 50 restaurants at once, not just one. And you're going to have a great time supporting our kids, which there's 5,000 of them.
Great.
That you guys are going to be helping us support that.
Beautiful, beautiful. How can people get tickets? What's the best and easiest and most efficient way to do it now that we're just about a week out?
Yeah, the most efficient is go to theeventtucson.com. You can purchase them in advance. If you just click on the big button that says purchase tickets, you can purchase them online. And then when you just go to the door, we'll have your name down. You grab your glass, you grab your plate, you grab your lanyard, you go.
I love it. www.theeventtucson.com. Buy your tickets. Brittany's going to be there. I'm going to be there. That leaves 1,498 other people that are going to be there, but we're all going to be meeting them with a smile on our face.
Absolutely.
And a song in our hearts. Anyway, we're going to be taking a quick commercial break and thanking a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, you think 1,500 people is a lot for a party. Our next guest is saying that he's inviting 5,000 to his. And this is another event that sits high atop my calendar of events for the entire year. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. Be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, live from Wildflower American Cuisine in the Casas Adobes Plaza, southwest corner of Ina and Oracle. And we are here surrounded by beauty. The majestic Catalina foothills are in the background. We're going to be diving into some great cocktails, into some great food. And we are here with our celebrity co-host from Nova Financial and Insurance Services. Brittany Cagle is back with us.
I am. I'm not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere
at
all.
You're stuck with me the rest of this hour.
Well, anyway, this is the event part of the show because we had our next guests on last week, and we only began to touch on the magnitude of, I think, one of the great events in this community, right up there with the event for the Boys and Girls Clubs. It's the Centurions event happening in this town for, I don't know, 46 something years, and here once again to give us all the information and some great new news about the Centurions is from Fairway Independent Mortgage, Tony Poe, and from Safeguard Promotional Products, Ben Korn. Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Ben, are you with us?
Thanks for having us back, Matt. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, Tony, let's start with you. So I went out to the down the driveway today to get my Arizona Daily Star. Got back, poured a cup of coffee, opened up the paper, and there on the front page, above the fold, as we say in the business, is a story about the Centurions event, and there your name was in big, bold letters, man. I mean, I don't know who your publicist is, Tony Poe, but they need a retainer raise.
Well, that's Ben Korn. He's amazing. He did a great job on getting us in that position and getting a great story out about the Centurions and what we're what we're doing this year.
I think one of the sort of the capstones of the story is that, you know, of course, there's been this great philanthropic relationship for many years between the Centurions with Caron Dillette. You've actually looked sort of beyond and have identified a new partner for this year who you're going to be raising a ton of money for on May the 9th, right?
Yeah, we're really excited. Doing something really local that can make a huge impact on a charity like Tunanito. That's who we did select.
Right.
And they're just a great community asset. And we're excited. The whole group, we've got 100 active members and 240 life and senior members that are all behind this. And we're just really pleased about the partnership that we've put together.
Now, over the years, the Centurions as a group, I mean, these are, talk about a spirited group of guys. These guys have collectively raised, I don't know, how many millions of dollars for nonprofits?
Yeah, I think it's just north of $8
million. $8 million.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And so I can imagine how excited Tunanito is with those kind of numbers, knowing the heart and the grit that goes into this event year after year, you know, the blood, the sweat, and there's probably a few tears as well. You guys work so hard in this community to put on one of the great parties, and Tunanito, a worthy charity to select.
Yeah, it's great. We've got a great group of people that and a lot of talented guys that put their heart and soul into the event. And, you know, it's roughly about 5,000 people that will entertain that night. There's going to be a big casino area. We're going to be raffling off a car from Watson Chevrolet. We've got the trip coming back that'll be entertaining us all night. And we've got the mega bar, and we've got a super great area for the VIP area that'll entertain everybody. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, I'm sure I'm on the VIP list, Tony.
I think we can arrange that.
I want to make that clear. Yeah. You know, this is how I roll. But anyway, Ben Korn with Safeguard. You know, let me just say, if you have a logo and you want to put it on something as small as like a Post-it note or something as big as like a sailboat sail, Safeguard is your guys. Ben, how are you doing today? I mean, you must be really looking forward to this May 9th event.
You know, it's always a great time. We've had a variety of different themes, and this disco theme that we've got going this year is going to really blow it out of the park because, as you can imagine, you're going to see all the costumes and the big hair and the bell bottoms coming out. And Tunanito, like you said, their mantra is no child grieves alone. They deal and take care of families with seriously ill children. It's such an important cause. And the guys that are members that are selling tickets right now are going all out for this group. And, you know, for all the people that are able to attend, we'll be able to have a great time while supporting an awesome cause.
That's great. We're going to talk in just about a minute or so about how people can get tickets if there are any still remaining from the Centurions. But we only lightly touched on this big raffle last week when you guys were on the show. I mean, this is one of the great raffles because of the gifts that are involved in the raffle are so huge. And the odds are like seriously in our favor, right, Ben? Talk to us about this amazing raffle that you guys have planned.
So we have a super raffle that is got a $5,000 grand prize. There's a variety of other big number prizes, 2,500, 1,000, and so on, but we only sell 500 tickets total to that super raffle, which makes it actually a 1 in 11 chance of coming home with something really good in the process. That is slightly separate from the casino raffle where you have a chance to win a vehicle coming out of there, which would be, you know, a good night.
So all kinds of raffles, casino, live entertainment. You know, you get probably a pocket full of drink tickets, Tony, price. First of all, how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $85, and it's 5 drink tickets, so it's plenty to make sure that you have a great time all night. And the raffle tickets are separate, and our VIP area is an upgrade as well, but well worth it. It's upgraded liquor, more appetizers. And a great seat to be entertained from.
And how is the best way to get tickets now? I mean, May 9th is going to be here before you know it. You want to do this today, everybody. You want to get these tickets today. What's the best way to do it?
Go to thecenturions.com and get your tickets live, and we'll get those tickets out to you.
Thecenturions.com. You're going to get your tickets there. Now, what about the super raffle? How do you buy tickets for the raffle?
You can buy the super raffle directly from there as well. You'll be redirected to the Tunanito website, but you can make your purchases for the super raffle online. That's Fairway Mortgage, but we can get you directed to the Centurion Group there.
Been a better time to originate a loan. How are rates these days, Tony?
They're excellent.
Yeah.
They're excellent.
Tony Poe with Fairway Independent Mortgage chairing the Centurions event and his confident brethren here, Ben Korn from Safeguard. Again, great promotional products company, apparel, attire, everything you need. Call Ben Korn. And you guys are two of the hardest working guys in this community to put on a party for $5,000. I'm going to be there. I can't wait to see you guys. Now roll up your sleeves and get to work because your community is counting on you. Hey,
thanks so much, man, for having us on the show.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it. And being here at Wildflower is awesome.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take another quick commercial break. I'm thanking another couple sponsors. And then when we come back, it is time to libate. And there's a guy who libates probably better than most in this community. And he's sitting right to my right. And we're going to be talking about cocktails and the warmer months as the season of spring is upon us. You're listening to On the Menu Live, live from the patio at Wildflower on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies, Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live an alfresco spring day broadcast from the patio at Wildflower American Cuisine. And leading the pack is our celebrity co-host from Nova Financial and Insurance Services, supermodel extraordinaire and chair of the event. Brittany Cagle is back with us.
I am. And we've got some very pretty things sitting in front of us.
We have pretty. Well, this is what we do on this show. It's about prettiness. It's about beauty. And when it's at the center of the plate or in a glass, that's what we're talking about. But spring is a time to refresh. Spring is a time to renew. And when we're thinking about a renewal cocktail, when we're thinking about a libation that represents the warmer months, we want to talk to one of the guys in this community, I think, who is a trendsetter in his own right. I've known this guy for years. And when I heard he came over to Wildflower to take over the reins, he's the general manager. I jumped up and down because that means that I can have him make me cocktails whenever I want.
Not a bad gig, right?
I just show up. Anyway, general manager Ricky Anderson is back.
What's up?
How you doing, dude?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Boom!
Boom! God, remember that? Oh my God! Yeah, we used to say that all the time. I need to revisit that. Hashtag bring that back.
Hashtag bring that back. Anyway, well, cheers, man.
Well, cheers to you. Thank you for having us.
We love sitting here on the patio of Wildflower, and we love a restaurant that does happy hour on a Saturday.
That's
because
right.
Why should happy hour just be Monday through Friday?
Yeah, you know, I thought about that too, and I was like, that's silly. So why
come
not
on.
Do it on
here,
weekend
here.
As well, right?
You know,
yeah.
Happy hour. You know, we're going to be talking to Chef Matt Pascal in the second part of the show about some of the great food that sort of anchors this happy hour menu. But drink specials: house red wine, $4; house white wine, $4; sangria, $4; $4. Draft beer, $3. Well spirits, $4. A cocktail for $5 on happy hour. I mean, you're giving the people what they want, man.
That's how we roll. So, you know, we give back to the people, and, you know, we make everyone happy and make it count. And, you know, we had an opportunity to bring a happy hour menu here and do the weekend. 3 to 6,
right?
Phenomenal food at a great price, and with the drinks, I mean, you know, we do all our beers on tap, so we stay with the local. So we got Tucson Barrio, we got Dragoon IPA,
two of the best.
Yep, two of the best. We got those guys. All our wells, I mean, we have phenomenal wells. We got Buffalo Trace, for example. That's a bourbon. I mean, who's got
minute,
that
now,
on
yeah,
their well?
I was going to ask you.
You know,
so, you don't just move on from that. I got to bring you back.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You have Buffalo Trace. As
roll.
Your well.
That's how we roll. That's how we roll.
For five, so, yeah. For $5. Okay, line them up, boys.
Line them up. You know what? Yeah, line them up. Hey, well, you know, the other thing you forgot to mention, too, with the sangria, it's all house-made, house-infused. So, you know, that's another key sell there, too. Fresh, inviting, and it's homemade. So.
And isn't that really the spirit, no pun intended, but isn't that really the spirit of Fox? I mean, it's taking time to invest in craftsmanship, in actually doing things manually. I mean, as we say on the show all the time, it's so easy to cut corners in this business.
Absolutely.
Fox doesn't cut corners. Wildflower doesn't do it. So you're talking about handcrafted sangria.
Absolutely.
Right,
yeah.
Here.
You know, and that's the great thing about this building is what we do here at Wildflower. We're part of FRC. But the thing is we're a boutique restaurant. So,
right.
You know, we're the one of a kind. We're the one that started it. You know, this is Sam Fox's baby. And we get it, and we want to make this place count and show everybody what we do right in Tucson. And it just starts with, again, like what you're saying.
And I love you. Just bounce around from concept to concept, and each has its own personality, its own
Absolutely.
Flavor, its own vibe.
Yes.
I remember Regan Jasper on this show a couple of years ago says, yeah, they're all so different, but there's one thing that's homogenized, and that's our hospitality.
Yep.
And that really is this principle that weaves its way through every one of these concepts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Wildflower, it's alive here. and I'm looking at this a very colorful cocktail.
Oh, man, let me talk about it.
You put in front of
Absolutely.
Us talking about it's, alive, man.
It's beautiful. It's vibrant. It's great. So we
beautiful,
just did
vibrant and great.
You like that, huh?
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
All right.
Coming up with a lot of hashtags today.
You guys started it all, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to continue with this. So let's do it.
What do we got going on here?
So what we're doing here? So we first off, you know, Chef's going to talk about it, but with food and with drinks, we change it. We just did a menu change. So we're going with, you know, seasonality. So that's the key thing there. With this, we wanted to go with a margarita. So again, you know, we are in Tucson.
Nice.
Margaritas are always inviting, but let's do our take on a margarita. So we have our strawberry vanilla and use margarita. So it's phenomenal. We're doing Don Julio Blanco tequila.
Gorgeous.
Which is awesome. That's a great product right there from the get-go. From that point, we're infusing it's a Vive, so it's going to be SIE liqueur.
Yeah.
So we're infusing it with vanilla bean into that in-house. So we're kind of doing it like, think of like, you know, grandma's iced tea. So you infuse it, the bag, you put it in, call it a day. What we're doing is we're getting this bottle and we're infusing vanilla beans and just let them sit in there and soak in and get all those natural flavors. And then from that point, we're using strawberry Monin, which is another great product from
Beautiful.
Passport.
Absolutely.
They do an awesome job. So we're putting that in, fresh lime juice, little house-made simple syrup, and call it a day.
Okay.
And then there you go. So,
yeah. Another day
at
the office.
That's just it. You know?
Another day in the office. There it is.
So you're doing all the infusions in-house.
So not all infusions, but this one is one.
Okay.
So, yes. But, again, you know, all these drinks that we're doing, everything's handcrafted again. All our bartenders here, highly qualified, phenomenal people. Again, great hospitality. Handcrafted drinks. So
okay, great.
It was
like a little libation laboratory.
There you go.
Okay,
well, cheers to you
all. Cheers. Get in on this. Tony Poe hasn't left. Ben Korn's wondering or wishing he came to the broadcast, but here we are. Let's try this now.
Oh, yeah. God. My two favorite flavors, strawberry and vanilla. Boom.
Wow.
Okay.
And I brought that boom just for you.
The boom is complimentary.
You know, I've been doing Boom Shack lately in this building. I don't know. That was kind of my take since I've been here in August. So
right away, you have the earthiness with that sweet back of the vanilla. You've got the wonderful big fruit flavor of the strawberry.
Yep.
Not overwhelming. So, you know, as we say, a great cocktail is all about balance. So when you think strawberry, you might think uber sweet. The way you guys have done this balance with the ratio is done beautifully. And what I love about this Ricky Anderson, this strawberry margarita, is you can actually still taste that foundational
Absolutely.
Spirit of the agave. And that's what we really, really love. And you've really painted a picture here. And quite literally, I mean, this thing is so darn colorful.
This is really good. Well, and it's so crisp, but it's also very light in its own way.
No, it's very light.
It's
that's a great
really,
thing.
Yeah,
imagine
tasty.
Drinking this at the event, huh?
I was
right?
Like, hey.
So, there you go.
Well, I'm wondering where the pool and the chaise lounge is.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is sitting out on the... I mean, this is couldn't
totally.
Even be better for sitting out here in the patio looking
at the
mountains.
Yeah, you sit on the lounge chairs here,
yeah,
and, you know,
you got your drink. Own
yeah, for sure. Yeah, so, this
and
is this, ideal.
And this is a cocktail that is here, you know, not just on Saturdays at 4 o'clock, right here, yeah, yes. around the clock. Right. No, does it come in a venti?
look
at my chef
picture?
Over here. Just cracking up on that one over right now.
Anyway, I mean, this is just, you're firing away on all
Hey, if you want to do a venti, we could do a venti. I mean, you're going to pay for it, but we could do a venti.
Well,
how about that?
Tony Parker.
I got to look at the legal aspects of everything, though.
How about
but,
a pitcher? Can we get it in a pitcher?
Hey,
well, right. Well, you know, Tony Poe called me a VIP in the last segment, so I'm that
you are VIP.
That
yes,
moniker
sir.
Will roll throughout the show. So
I
if I want
man.
An event, you get a VIP.
You get a Vendy, all right?
Anyway, yeah. we're going to continue to have some of this cocktail as we go to a quick commercial break and thank another couple of our valued sponsors. But, Ricky, don't go away. We want you to stay for the rest of the show because His Excellence, Matt Pascal, Executive Chef of Wildflower, he has sat down with us. We are sort of all, you know, sort of worshiping in the altar of Chef right here, and he is going to be talking about some great food that is coming off of the happy hour menu that it looks like coincidentally is going to pair beautifully with the strawberry margarita. Am I right?
Hashtag rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, Chef Matt Pascal in all of his regalia. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live alongside a strawberry margarita that is disappearing quickly. Anyway, I would imagine that there would be refills. I'm kidding. Sit down,
right,
Ricky.
Right there. What are you talking about?
Oh, there's it right in front of me that we get our own little pitcher. Brittany wanted a pitcher. Brittany got a pitcher.
I certainly did.
Brittany Cagle, our celebrity co-host from Nova Financial and Insurance Services, and we're here with General Manager from Wildflower, American Cuisine, Ricky Anderson, making friends left and right, dude.
Oh, yes. That's what I do. That's what I love. It. More people. More people.
Well, hashtag you know, more people.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought I was getting old there, so I stopped
no, not at
a
all.
Second.
All not
right, hashtag
all.
More people.
You know, I hope you got a full staff tonight. We have 10 million people listening to this broadcast right now. Before we bring our next guest on, I want to remind everybody, Ricky Anderson, in his charity, is going to be giving one of you the opportunity to win a $100 gift card to experience Wildflower for yourself. Now, look, you come in here and you pull out a $100 gift card, you are going to be in for a huge treat. So at some point in the rest of this broadcast, you're going to be hearing a trivia question, and the first person to call in with the right answer is going to get a $100 gift card to come experience Wildflower for themselves. Well, speaking about a guy who is making a lot of friends left and right, I guess this is just sort of part of his DNA, because everything he touches sort of comes alive on a plate. We talked about this great cocktail coming alive in its bounty in the glass. This guy's doing some serious business in the back of the house. He's the executive chef, and he's Matt Pascal. Matt, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How am I? I mean, look at me. I'm surrounded by beauty.
Well, that's the way we want it here at Wildflower.
That's right. So, you know, I have to admit, you and I have never had the opportunity to meet, to get to know one another, and I would love to hear sort of your story. I mean, it's not every day that you just sort of wake up and snap your fingers and say, all of a sudden I'm an executive chef at a Fox restaurant. I mean, when did your fascination with the culinary arts begin?
It really started when I came here to work at Wildflower 8 years ago. I was working jobs in the kitchens, kind of like the work, like the activity, like just being in kitchens in general. And it wasn't until I thought of it as a career until I came here to Fox Restaurants and Wildflower. So I started off here over 8 years ago making pastries for our corporate pastry chef at the time, Karen Ames, also known as Spike.
Spike!
Everyone knows
we
Spike.
Love her.
Everyone loves the Spike stories when I have a Spike story to share with people. So I was very lucky to work with her for five to six years, and kind of just moved my way around the company. Opened up a couple of restaurants here in town, in Scottsdale and New Jersey, and just kind of kept my head down and kept busy in the kitchen where that's where I am.
I love it. You know, well, you mentioned you've been here for how long?
Over 8 years.
Over
now.
8 years.
Yeah.
And I think that is a common story that so many Fox team members have. You know, you think about the restaurant business, you know, there's this that's known for, you know, a lot of revolving door. Everybody that I've met that works for Fox seems to have just a long history with this company. I mean, this is a company and a group, especially a restaurant, that holds on to its talent. I just love that.
You want to. We don't want our talent to go anywhere. We want to keep our talent for ourselves and take care of that talent. So it's key to be successful is to have talented individuals and make sure you retain those individuals too.
I love it. So we're going to talk a little bit about the happy hour menu in a minute, but let's just pretend, Chef Matt Pascal, that there's somebody listening to this show right now who has never been to Wildflower. Now look at this all chuckle. Yeah, right. But let's just pretend. No, there's a gentleman right there. He's raising his hand. It's
right.
His first time here. He obviously listens to Power Talk 1210. Anyway, talk a little bit about sort of the concept here of Wildflower. What is it? What does Wildflower look like at the center of the plate?
At the center of the plate, Wildflower, I would have to say it's kind of inviting. You know, you look in the windows, you see the white walls, you kind of see the clean restaurant, you see the bar, and it doesn't look like, I can't, the word escapes me, but it doesn't look to invite, like, you want to, oh, it's all colorful. No,
right.
We're clean, we're streamlined, and, you know, here we really want to showcase the food and the service. We're really all about food and service here. I mean, we have a beautiful patio, great view of the Catalinas, but, you know, really, we want people to come here for the food and service.
Great.
That's just what we shoot for.
And when we're talking about American cuisine, it's Wildflower American cuisine. Now, of course, it's American, but talk to us a little bit more. Help us understand what really is the spirit of American cuisine.
The melting pot, the different cultures you have.
Nice.
And our menu kind of represents that a little bit between our Asian flair, our Italian flair, our French flair, and our Spanish flair. So we have a little bit of everything for everyone. We even have, you know, a great fish and chip. So whether you want to come in and try our paella or you just want to have a really great burger off our wood fire grill, we have a little bit of something for everyone. And, you know, lunches are more typical of your lunch menu. We have sandwiches and salads, and this is the typical kind of lunch fare. But, you know, dinner time is when we kind of get to showcase some of our more favorite dishes. And, you know, right now I got some happy hour dishes in front of us, and yeah, I haven't seen you guys eat them yet, so I'm hoping
that
they're delicious.
We wanted to wait for the invitation, Chef.
All right, well, I mean, the food's getting cool, people. Let's go.
Now, I'm glad you talked about lunch because, you know, my office is only a couple miles away, and I have always loved Wildflower as sort of it's a great setting for a business lunch. It's a great, I mean, and dare I say, power lunch. I mean, I feel important when I'm at Wildflower. And then my wife says, get over it, come back home. But anyway, it's just the setting is conducive to you know, just taking some time out of your day, conducting business, having a light cocktail, having a happy hour. But I love the lunch program here. But then lunch works its way to happy hour.
Lunch goes to happy hour.
And what a coincidence, here we are.
We're here
going up to 6 o'clock. So talk to us about how you constructed a happy hour menu, because I think happy hour means different things to different people in this community. What does it mean to Matt Pascal, and what does it mean to Wildflower?
We kind of wanted to have a menu that would attract people that wanted to come here and have some delicious finger food, nothing too overly big, but just nice little finger foods. They pair well with our cocktails, with our beer, whatever. You know, we do a half-off bottles of wine on Tuesday, so, you know, we had that great offer. Plus our happy hour, you know, you get a great deal on a bottle of wine, some great finger food, have some good conversation with some good friends, and that's kind of what we want. We want people that want to come to Wildflower and socialize with their friends and bring their friends and really showcase what we do here at Wildflower.
Now you mentioned wine, and I see here half-price bottles of wine on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Now, is that just between 3 and 6, or
that's
is that
all day Tuesday?
So
you
I'm here.
Come in for your business lunch and have a great bottle of wine and
yes,
they
please.
Really get that deal scored.
And then that's sort of what we do at Russell Public Communications. But anyway, I'm the first guy in the door on a Tuesday, and I want to. And it's any bottle of wine on the list?
You can pick a reserve bottle. You can pick one of our bottles off the back of the menu. It's every single bottle we have in house.
So, Ricky, you don't have to. You don't look for the little asterisk
down the
line that says, hey, half-price bottles of wine on Tuesday, and then, here, can you bring me the magnifying glass?
Absolutely not. No. You know what? That's hashtag all day.
Every bottle. All day,
every bottle.
Tuesday, half-price bottle.
Every Tuesday.
Okay. So talk to us about the items that you so generously and lovingly brought for us to sample, because we have pretty sophisticated palates here on this show, Chef. And we're going to be putting some of your bold claims to the test here. What have you brought for us to try?
All right. So one of our personal favorites we have in front of us is the bacon-wrapped dates. They're served with some slivered Marcona almonds, some arugula, and a spicy sriracha sauce.
Twist my arm.
So it's a great sweet, salty, savory combination. A little bit of everything. Sweet, salty, spicy. And then we also have our barbecue chicken tacos in front of you guys. We do have this as an entree on both lunch and dinner menus, but we also serve it for a happy hour item.
Okay, beautiful.
It's just a nice, sweet, smoky barbecue sauce, a little bit of pico, and some Amish cheddar on top.
I'm going to begin with the bacon-wrapped dates just because I want to end with that little kisses of smoke. So bacon-wrapped dates, fennel sausage, parmesan, arugula, and red chili. That's
yes.
where we're going.
Yep.
Okay. Is there protocol, Chef? I mean, because I can tell you how I would approach this plate if you weren't sitting in front of me, and then I would show you how I'm going to do it at your invitation.
Only protocol I recommend is chewing before you swallow. So
you know, this is a value add here. I mean, he's bringing everything to the table.
That's all right. Great advice.
I'm going to use my fork because I don't want to violate anybody. Are you going to have a bacon wrap?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right, let's dive in. Because, okay, so right away, again, and the plates are as attractive as the cocktails are. Because you've got, you know, as I said, you've got a bounty of color coming off of the plates. The Marcona almonds, I love that you've chosen to go a little bit non-traditional with the Marcona because I love that sort of different nutty profile that you're not going to get from a standard conventional almond that you're not going to get from a pistachio. Love them both. Love all of the spectrum of nuts. But the Marcona is really working, I think, going to work beautifully with these dates.
Yeah, they eat spectacular compared to any other almond you can ever get.
I'm about ready to just tell every single table in here,
oh my goodness,
personally, that they have to order those right now.
Now, you know, my prep cooks love the bacon-wrapped dates because they have to prep them. So
good.
Hey, can we talk to the guy who's not been here before? Can you start out with those? Because that's a great place to start, let me tell you.
He's giving us a thumbs up.
He's giving us a thumbs up. No, get away. You got to get your own. Here, stand back.
For everyone out there, too, our bacon-wrapped dates aren't just on happy hour. They also come on our chef board, which we serve all day as long. So, you know, if you have a hankering for bacon-wrapped dates and it's not 3 o'clock, you can always come in and get a chef board.
Okay, so bacon-wrapped dates.
Oh.
I think talking about... We talked about in the cocktail how it's all about balance. We talked about the wonderful fruit on the strawberry and the vanilla and the wonderful foundational spirit of that agave. So you think the same thing is happening right here. So on these dates, we've got this great sort of salty brine of that bacon. We've got the sweetness off those dates. We've got some of the nuttiness coming in off that Parmesan even. And this red chili, so just a kiss of heat. You've got a kind of a symphony of flavors going on here. And it's just these little bite-sized nugget of love.
It's very sweet and savory all at the same time. I'm going to have another one.
Yeah, I thought you'd never ask.
And we did the fork. First, now I'm just going to use my fingers.
Well, I was going to say, that's funny how we went after
that. We want people to eat with their fingers here. That's safe.
Chef, I mean, you know, 5 years ago, dates, you could not find a date on a menu to save your life. And what do you think is behind this renaissance and this great food item? I mean, figs and dates are alive and well in Southern Arizona.
I think people are just becoming more conscious of what they're putting in their bodies, and they want more diversity, and they want more choices. And I think people are just starting to realize, you know, the choices they have and the options. And, you know, just because a date is sweet doesn't mean you can't play with it and have fun with it. And dates are great in salads. Dates are great wrapped with bacon and stuff with sausage. So, you know, you just kind of got to, I think you got to be willing to try more things and not be afraid of something just because you never tried it before.
I'm always willing to try more things. And what a great segue, because I want more Chef Matt Paschal. I want more of Chef Matt Paschal.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not afraid to admit it.
Well, and now I'm glad that we have this taco to try, too.
So rewind a little bit and talk to us about the taco. The taco is sort of a beautiful bounty in its own right. Taco, I love the innovation that you brought to bear, because, of course, here we are in Southern Arizona. Taco, you think you're going to do a taco? You know, you'd better think differently about a taco to get someone's attention. Looks like you have right off the face of it. Talk to us again about what you got going on this one.
Well, you know, speaking seasonally, we kind of decided to go with the barbecue chicken taco. So kind of more of your 4th of July flair, outdoor summer barbecue. And then on top of it, we simply just put a little bit of cabbage, some pico de gallo, and some Amish cheddar. Yeah, the barbecue sauce is made in-house. One thing we do pride ourselves on or everything that we do in-house. We make our dressings in-house. We make our soups in-house. We make our stocks, our sauces in-house. Even down to our craft cocktails, sometimes we make them in-house. So it's really important that people get that kind of homemade, house-made vibe from us.
So before I go in, how are you preparing the chicken? I mean, are you using any smoke on there? You talked about a wood fire back
there. We have a wood fire grill, and we prepare it on the wood fire grill, just real low and slow, nice mellow heat, and get that real good smokiness to infuse in the meat, and then coat it with barbecue sauce generously, and just serve it. It's really good.
What kind of wood you using back there?
We use a mixture. It's usually pecan, mesquite, and Arizona walnut mix.
That's the trifecta there, dude. Yeah. I'm seriously. I mean, walnut, pecan, and mesquite together.
Yep.
I mean, seriously. All right, I'm going in.
Go in. Get it. So then, you know, the happy hour menu, we do want people to...
Hey, Matt, you're really quiet over there,
man. With the fingers. You know, we put tacos in the menu. We don't want you to use forks. We want you to use your fingers.
Love the barbecue sauce.
Yeah, it's
again,
really good.
We talked about strawberries. People think, oh, sweet. No, you brought it back. You blended it in beautifully in that cocktail. In this barbecue sauce, I'm having the same feeling. You think barbecue sauce on smoked chicken, you're going to risk that smoke essence because you're going to coat it with this uber sweet sauce. Talk to us about can you share the preparation of the barbecue sauce? Because I think you've captured what barbecue sauce, in my book anyway, is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be this lip-smacking, you know, big, sticky, sweet experience. You're really doing it differently. Can you talk about that?
Well, again, you're talking about the smoke aspect. There's no smoke in the sauce. The sauce is pretty much simple ingredients, ketchup, molasses, brown sugar, a little bit of sriracha, some vinegar.
Simple.
It's a basic barbecue sauce.
Right.
Again, all the smoke flavor comes from our wood fire grill, and you don't want to let the flames get too high. You just really want to cook that chicken real low and slow and just really get that smoky flavor just to really penetrate the whole chicken. That's where that smoke retains its flavor.
And so you get two tacos to an order on the plate?
Yes.
Okay, and you get... I lost count. How many of the dates? One, two, three, four, five.
Five dates.
Now, our good first-time friend over here, I think he's just said he just ordered his second round of the dates before he goes in for his entree. You know, I don't know. I wonder if he's – I hope he's not sorry that he came today, because I'm broadcasting to the world exactly what this poor guy is eating every course. But anyway.
But how often do you ever get the opportunity to say, hey, somebody's never been here before, and we get to be part of that experience, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's so fun.
Exactly. So great lunches. Wonderful happy hours. Like you said, the dinner, off the hook. You've got some great dinner items. What are some of your favorites, you know, that really you think challenge your, you know, role as a chef? So what are you most excited about?
I love the sweet potato cannelloni. It's really, really delicious. One of my favorite combinations is what you had is the dates, is the sweet, salty, savory, spicy. If you can take those four flavors and combine them into a dish, I'm hooked every single time. Like, I love Asian food, especially for that reason. You know, you get the sweet, salty, savory, spicy, and just the textures of the fresh vegetables, the noodles, and everything about it. I love that aspect of the Asian food, really. So, like, if you can combine those four things, I'd be happy every single dish. Wow. And then, you know, the Spanish paella we serve is really amazing. If you love shellfish and you love fresh shellfish and you kind of want to get wildflower steak in a paella, I say come and check us out.
I think paella has probably been, you know, over the years, my favorite wildflower dish, and I'll tell you why. Because I, you know, first of all, I love paella. I love that great saffron, full saffron flavor. You know, there are some paellas where, you know, it's like, you know, there's a scallop or there might be a shrimp hidden under some peppers. But it is a full seafood extravaganza.
Yes.
So this is a beautiful, bold dish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we pride ourselves in bringing in our fish as fresh as possible. when weather allows it. Sometimes the weather on the East Coast isn't so good, so we don't get that product. Anyway, I had no control over that. But, you know, the paella is just this mound of mussels, clams, scallops, shrimp, and then with the paella rice, what we call it, you know, you get your chorizo and your chicken mixed in with that. So you definitely feel like you're getting your value with the
totally.
Paella.
A mound of mussels. That's like Tony Poe. I mean, really. I mean, come on. He's a mound of mussels.
I mean, that guy could take me on, I have a feeling.
He can I mean, he can totally take you on. But anyway. And I think, Ricky, I think you picked just the right cocktail to introduce as part of this conversation because, frankly, I'm thinking that that cocktail is working equally as well with both of these dishes because it's bringing out a little something different in each of the dishes.
Absolutely. And, you know, what Matt said, too, that drink, I mean, you think of, you know, Tucson, you think of Arizona, you think it, you know, it gets a little bit warmer, but this patio just calls for what is in front of us right now, you know, and that's what, you know, we bring to the table. And just, again, mentioning the mountains, I keep looking over, not looking at you, caught in the moment over here with these mounds.
All right, well,
again, you know, that's what we do here.
That's
so
great. Well, the time has come to see if any of our listeners know the answer to our trivia question. And again, it is going to be your privilege, Ricky Anderson and Chef Matt Pascal, to give a $100 gift card to the first person that calls in with the right answer to our trivia question. And have you thought about kind of a fun question to ask our listeners?
Yeah, you know what? You know, Chef and I were thinking about it. We're like, okay, what question can we get whoever's listening right now? And then the question is, what high school did Sam Fox go to?
Oh, great question.
So, you know, he is, you know, from Tucson, and, you know, we love him, and he's up in Phoenix doing his thing. But, you know, he's from here.
Yeah,
he's from
absolutely.
The great city of Tucson, Arizona.
He is a Tucsonan.
So what high school did he go to?
Okay.
Which one did he attend to?
Sam Fox, the man behind Fox Restaurant Concepts, you know, is a Tucsonan. He grew up here. He went to high school here. And we want to know, what high school did Sam Fox go to? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 750-7456. Out comes the phone from table number five. Again, the number to call, 750-7456 for a chance to win a $100 gift card at Wildflower. Good luck, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from an al fresco broadcast deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour right here on Power Talk 1210 from Wildflower American Cuisine in the Casas Adobes Plaza, southwest corner of Ina and then Oracle. And just follow the bounty of goodness from the strawberry margarita to these bacon-wrapped dates, barbecued chicken tacos, Ricky Anderson, Brittany Cagle, Chef Matt Pascal, Tony Poe. Even Oscar, our engineer, is getting in on the action. But anyway, we've got a trivia question on the table. What high school did Sam Fox himself go to right here in Tucson? If you think you know the answer, 750-7456. 750-7456. We're going to go to line one and see if Ken knows the answer to the question. Ken, how's it going?
Well, it will be going good if I win.
Okay. Well, you know, you've got the sound of confidence, sir. I want to really treat you
to
this Wildflower experience. Go ahead.
Okay, a stab in the dark, Sabino.
Okay, stab in the dark, he says Sabino High School. Guys?
Ken, you are correct, man. Yeah.
Ken!
Oh, wow!
You did it! Wow, our first caller!
That was a lucky stab.
Matt and I were talking about, we're like, wait, our high school rivals, right?
That's right.
We just realized we're all Saguaro Cougars, so we were like,
there are three Saguaro Cougars around this table.
Between one of three, and I was very fortunate. Well, I've been there, and I really like it there, but I've always had to pay.
Well, they take money too, but
we do that.
But next time you come in, Ken, you're going to bring a gift card and you're going to have a great time. Now, let me ask you: is your last name Fox by any chance, Ken?
Not in this life.
Okay. Anyway, Ken, I want to thank you so much for listening and thank you for calling in. And
don't
go away.
Thank you so much. Mark, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark is going to get all your information. We're going to mail that out to you in the mail. Thanks, man. So the time came to actually utter the word Sabino on this broadcast. I didn't think – I mean, I've been doing this show for 7 years almost. I don't think we've ever said Sabino. We had to do it, right?
Yeah, we had to do it. It's all right, though. But you know what? Again, it's all for fun.
Absolutely.
It's all Tucsonans. We all love each other. You know?
That's so true. Tucson love.
Yeah,
hashtag
Tucson love.
Tucson love.
Totally.
Hashtag Tucson love.
On purpose for that reason.
Chef, no, I'm imagining that you get to go home every now and then, right?
Sometimes.
Okay, so if you're ever said you can go home after the end of a busy day and you're going to go back to your home, and let's just say there's only one ingredient in your refrigerator. You had to get rid of everything under the sun, but you were going to save one item that has, staying power in the home refrigerator of Chef Matt Pascal. What is it?
Eggs. 100% eggs.
Can't live without them.
Nope. Love my eggs.
What do you love about eggs?
Everything. I love baking, scramble, poach, sunny and runny, you name it. I'll put eggs down any day.
Sunny and runny. Oh.
I like
that.
The keyword poach.
Yeah, exactly. And what about you, Ricky? I mean, one spirit, one liquor, just one. What's the bottle?
I know this. I know this. Because it's mine, too, and we have a problem with it.
It's Willet Bourbon.
Willet.
Willet.
I cannot
get enough of it.
Beautiful bottle.
Beautiful bottle.
Beautiful bourbon. Sort of the backbone, that classic American, that corn mash in there is just beautiful.
Drinks Willet. Like water. If you haven't tried it, try Willet. You'll love it.
Yeah, it sounds like he's been raiding my kit or my liquor cabinet.
I knew about Willet before you came along. All right,
what's going
on here? So happens we have something in common.
So I guess this leads us up to our final hashtag of the day: bourbon and eggs.
Hashtag bourbon and eggs.
Two of the basic food groups.
New menu item?
Anyway.
New menu item, maybe?
Exactly.
Boom.
I love the spontaneity that manifests here on this program. Anyway, Chef Matt Pascal, Ricky Anderson from Wildflower, thank you so much for everything you do to keep us fed and libated and entertained all the while here at Wildflower. We're thankful for everything you guys do in this community, and we can't wait to see you again.
Thank you. And, hey, can I just call you Matty Ice just real quick?
Matty Ice! Absolutely!
This, but I've been calling you Matty Ice forever, and
for years.
I call him Matty Ice here.
Oh, I'm in
so
good
I
company.
I just had to clear that up.
I'm in good company.
Quick.
Anyway, Brittany Cagle, our celebrity co-host, TheEventTucson.com to get all the information for the event. It's happening on April the 19th from 6 to 9 at La Encantada. Get your tickets now while you still can. Always a blast. Raise
Thank
the glass
you
with you.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun, and I'm sad it's over already.
I know. The hour goes like that when you're having bacon-wrapped dates with
fennel sausage.
Thank you guys so much. Everything was excellent.
We'll see you at the event.
We'll see you there.
To our friends Ben Korn and Tony Poe from Centurions, the big Centurions event is May 9th at Rito Park, and it's the www.centurionstucson.com. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be put up on our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Brittany Cagle reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's on the menu
live!
Cheers, have a great weekend, and we will see you at Wildflower.